Georgia Democrats John Ossoff, Raphael Warnock Shatter Fundraising Records. By Sean Moran on December 27, 2020. Georgia Senate Democrat candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock shattered fundraising records by raising more funds than any other candidates in 2 months in their quest to oust Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA. Ossoff became the highest-funded candidate in the history of U.S. Senate elections as he raised $106.7 million between October 15 and December 16, which is also the record for the most raised in 2 months. Ossoff has found more than $139.6 million for his bid to become Georgia's next senator. Ossoff had raised the most money in his 2017 special election bid in Georgia's 6th congressional bid against then-GOP candidate Karen Handel. This beats the record just set by South Carolina Senate Democrat candidate Jamie Harrison, who garnered $57 million between July and September in his bid to unseat Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, during the 2020 elections. Warnock also raised a record amount in his bid to unseat Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA. The pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta raised $103.3 million in the last 2 months. Warnock raised $125.3 million for the raise, just barely losing to Ossoff. Although Republicans did not attract as much as Warnock and Ossoff, they did bring an impressive haul ahead of the January 5 runoffs. Perdue welcomed more than $68 million, and Loeffler some $63.9 million over the last 2 months. This means that Loeffler has raised $93.2 million, and Perdue has $89.7 million. The Georgia Senate runoffs play a pivotal role in the battle for control of the Senate majority. Should Loeffler and Perdue lose their January runoffs, then Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, the vice president-elect, becomes the Senate's tie-breaking vote. The fundraising totals follow as nearly 2.1 million Georgians voted early and through mail-in ballots for the Senate special election. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.